It's two found lists made to sit alongside each other, which they have no business doing. I found a list of flags from an online role-playing game called NetHack, which I knew nothing about at all. Flags are the sort of binary variables that attach to all of the sort of moving things in the game. And what I found was a list of the names of these flags and also their definitions. So you might have one that's a flag that's called levitate, and the definition of it would be is able to levitate, and that flag applying to some participant in the game would allow them to levitate. If you were playing this game, there'd be all kinds of code stuffs going around in the computer, keeping track of where you'd been and what you'd done and who you'd done it with in this game. And everywhere you go, you carry with you a number of variables depending on what you've done and what you haven't done. And those variables are called flags. So if I at some point in the game had picked up an owl off a ledge and kept it with me, then the flag called owl would have the value 1 in relation to me, because I would be holding the owl. And the definition of the owl flag would be, is carrying an owl. How's that? What I've done is stripped the list of definitions of the names that go with them and replaced the names with other names. All will become clear.
Right. Okay.
The important thing to know is that there's absolutely no other intervention. If I tweaked any of this as it fell out, then it wouldn't be a very interesting piece by any means. I made it in an hour because I didn't have anything to take to the Writers' Forum workshop. But I'm fond of it. And also I brought it because there is a nod in the title to Alan.